expansion we're going to do is going to be Thelma Wesley, T-H-E-L-M-A-W-E-S-L-E-Y. Thelma Wesley. Let's see. Miss Wesley is a 71-year-old woman admitted to hospice with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, period. At the time of admission, patient appears to be in pain, confused, constipated, in pain, requiring narcotic opioid pain medication. Patient has requested all treatments to be stopped because of poor appetite and side effect of the treatment she has been receiving. She's not eating. She's eating less than 20% of her meals, and that has been going on for some time, period. Her confusion is worsened. She's chair-bound. She has very little strength. She currently has a KPS score of 40%, and expected to do poorly. And remains hospice appropriate, period. The paragraph further, patients, further reviewing patients' records indicates the patient's condition has worsened in the past 3 months. Has had a bump in her liver function test, especially in her LDH, increased in her PT and INR. Radiographic x-rays of chest and shoulder reveals a subclavian port to be present, as well as what appears to be bony metastasis, lytic lesions consistent with bony metastasis, period. Patient also has chronic kidney disease, stage 4, severe anemia, hypernatremia, pleural effusion, all related to patient's current diagnosis. Patient would like to stop all, big letter, all treatments at this time and to only be kept comfortable at home for the duration of her life. Patient is most likely going to die within 6 months and therefore is hospice appropriate for hospice care at this time. Thank you.